Yeah. Now, John, any good at map reading at all?
Well, funny enough, I've just bought sat nav, so yeah, I don't have to read it. I don't have to read maps anymore.
There you go. That might be a coming thing, certainly. Now, how about when you're out about in the depths of the countryside? I'm rubbish, I have to say.
Well, I usually just follow the fairway down to the green.
Oh, there you go. That's just the concept. Now, imagine running full pelt while you're doing that, trying to read a map. That's what the 3,000 world-class orienteers descending on Kent and other venues in the southeast will be doing this weekend. The relay event will be the culmination of the International Festival Bank Holiday Meetings, which takes place at Eridge Old Park near Tunbridge Wells on Monday. That's the final leg. Other venues in Surrey and Sussex as well. Now joining us with one of the competitors, UK's Graham Griswood, one of the top-ranked orienteers in the world. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning.
Can you give us an idea of how it works for the layman?
How orienteering works?
Mm.
Right, well, it's a timed race where you have a map and you have to go around certain checkpoints in order, and basically the person who goes around them the fastest wins.
Now, how do you get started in something like this? Were you just a club runner or something like that and got an interest in it?
I actually started with my father when I was very young, before I can remember, so I've basically been doing it all my life.
So I suppose, Graham, it has to be an area you don't know very well, otherwise you wouldn't need the map, would you?
Well, every course is unique, so even if you go back to the same place, the course setter will have planned a different race.
Oh, sneaky then, eh?
Yeah.
I suppose you have to be pretty fit, do you?
Yeah, well, at the elite level, all the top guys are as fit as some of the top cross-country runners and road runners.
And how big is this? We're calling it an international festival, a 3,000-strong field over the events. How big is this in the orienteering world?
Well, it's the biggest race in Britain, and it's attracting quite a lot of people from over Europe and even some from further abroad as well.
And you rank quite highly in the UK and in the world, I gather, yourself?
Yeah, I think I'm number 2 in Britain at the moment, and around 30 in the world, but I want to improve that this year.
Well, good luck, and what do you rate your chances this weekend?
Well, there's some good competition from abroad, and there's obviously all the best British guys are here, but I've been training well, so I hope to get some good results.
Well, Graham, thanks very much for telling us more about the event this weekend and coming on the Breakfast Show this morning. It starts on Friday today at 12 o'clock. That's at the University of Surrey, but as I said, the Kent part of it is the relay, Monday the 24th, 9 till 1 o'clock, Eridge Old Park, near Tunbridge Wells.
OK, thanks, Matt. It's 22 minutes past 8. Let's update the news for you now.